Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on this LCH, Planetary Education Project. Are you fearful that better health seems to be out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes, or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting until you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you need, what you might be missing, but you need them for repair, and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. This is from Felix Adler, an American educator in the early 20th century. He says, "The unique personality, which is the real life in me, I cannot gain unless I search for the real life, the spiritual quality in others. I am myself spiritually dead unless I reach out to the fine quality dormant in others, for it is only with the God enthroned in the innermost shrine of the other that the God hidden in me will consent to appear." An interesting perspective as we look to the need we have each for the other. Daniel from North Houston called to ask whether lead poisoning is mostly a problem for children, as you certainly see on the internet if you go doing a search, or whether it can also affect adults. So let's turn our attention to a common problem that we'll review today as lead poisoning. Now, when I say a common problem, I don't mean just for children. There's some interesting information I'd like to share. Lead poisoning is the most commonly diagnosed in children ages 1 through 5. That's about 17,000 cases for every 100,000 in that population. The highest rates are among blacks, those with low income and urban children. Those are the ones, of course, who can chew on the windowsills that still have the lead paint underneath. Now, the presentation, the findings, the clinical things that are seen vary with the degree of toxicity, and the examination might be entirely normal in patients with a mild toxicity, although you can have muscle aching and irritability, headache, and general fatigue first off. Later, with more severe problems, you can have abdominal cramping and constipation, weight loss and tremor, paresthesias, those are altered sensations, even peripheral neuritis, that's where the nerves in your legs and perhaps in your hands even show funny sensations. Even seizures and coma with severe toxicity. Now, that's not common, But you see, what's much more common in children is learning disorders that are often frequent because the lead is a nerve toxin. And chronic repeated exposures to paint containing lead or to plumbing, the water that comes through lead pipes, from storage of batteries or pottery or lead soldering, gasoline and air and foods that have lead can create an increased body burden. Now, this is especially important for those with occupational lead poisoning, in other words, whose jobs expose them to a lot of it. And chelation therapy seems to slow the progression of kidney insufficiency, kidney failure, in patients with mildly elevated body lead burdens, and those data keep showing up in the medical literature. Now, lead poisoning is often asymptomatic. In other words, people just don't know they have it. The mild to moderate toxicity is more often, and that's what we see with fatigue and irritability and just general dragginess or even muscle aches or funny sensations. It can come from lead that's dissolved in the water, from lead pipes or from lead soldering in the plumbing, from lead glazed ceramics, especially if they're used with acidic food or drink, or food that's stored in inverted plastic bread bags printed with colored ink. You know, if you buy a bread bag at the store and you just kind of turn it inside out and then store food in it as a simple baggie, well, that colored ink might actually have lead in it and can transfer it to the food. Colored comics can do the same thing. So can soil or dust near lead industries and roads. And there was a shopping center built in Houston years ago where they had to scrape off several feet of dirt because a lead manufacturing plant had been there before and had dumped a lot of the tailings, the lead-loaded dirt behind the plant. Folk remedies can do it with things from Mexico, the Middle East, even the Far East can be contaminated with the lead, and you, of course, get the exposure without knowing it. So can you get it from burning candles with lead wicks? Now, I don't know that I've ever seen one, but I don't know that the wicks are labeled not with lead. What about hobbies like making glazed pottery or target shooting at firing ranges, even loading your own ammunition, lead soldering and painting and preparing lead shot and fishing sinkers. Stained glass making can expose you to this, so can car or boat repair. Remember the old days when we'd rinse all of those parts in gasoline, which of course was leaded gasoline at the time. Even home remodeling can expose you to this. And of course the occupational exposures with plumbers and pipe fitters and lead miners and auto repairers and glass manufacturers and shipbuilders and printers and plastic manufacturers and lead smelters and refiners like the one that used to be here in Houston. Even policemen or steel workers or cutters and construction workers, rubber product manufacturers, gas station attendants and battery manufacturers, even bridge reconstruction workers. Now, you know what's funny is you give this list and you go, oh, well, there's nobody out there with those kinds of things. And then you find them coming into the office all the time and you go, isn't that something? Who'd have thunk it? The common symptoms of lead poisoning in adults. Let's get down to this because that's really the people that we'll generally see. Fatigue, depression, heart failure, belly pains, gout, kidney failure, high blood pressure, wrist or foot weakness, even reproductive problems, especially in younger adults, and anemia. Now, how many of those things sound so very common, and you go to your doctor and you say, geez, you know, I've got these problems going on. What's the likelihood that you're going to get diagnosed with lead poisoning? And the answer is almost none at all. And the reason is pretty simple, because who's looking for it? If you don't look for it, I can guarantee you that you certainly don't find it. Now, high blood pressure, an interesting thing, because we run a study in the United States called the NAHANES, the Nutritional and Health Evaluation. It's done for 4 years every 10 years. And during 1978, when we stopped doing the leaded gasoline, and now we have unleaded, as you know, except for aviation fuels, which still do have lead, the deal is that the blood pressures for the first 2 years of that data collection project showed high blood pressure levels than for the second 2 years when the leaded gasoline had been phased out. And it was an interesting time to be able to compare those two sets of information, finding that there were actually lower high blood pressure readings just because of a lowered exposure to lead in the gasoline and in the atmosphere. And those are the kinds of issues that are unsuspected and yet can cause dramatic, dramatic problems. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge, a planetary education project of life celebrating health with the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy and the winds of change are blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants, no fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. And today we are joined by a very special guest, a longtime friend of mine, although I guess he would sometimes not want to admit it. This is Bob Smith, a diagnostics expert from North Carolina who is presently working, you got to listen to this, he's with Pet Test Incorporated, where they actually test pets for toxic metals. We'll get into that a little later. But from 1995 to 2002, he was the vice president responsible for elemental analysis, that means metals, at Great Smoky's Diagnostic Laboratory. He, from 1979 to 1995, was president of Doctors Data, the first company that really did testing for heavy metals, looking for human being problems and such. He served in the United States Navy as a lieutenant from 1952 to 1955. Let you know, this man is old. His gray hairs are grayer than mine. And he received his bachelor's from the University of Minnesota in 1952 with majors in physics, mathematics, and chemistry. And his professional affiliations include the American Association of Clinical Nutrition, the Great Lakes College of Clinical Medicine. He was a member of the Institutional Review Board there with me. And the National Institutes of Health, he's a member of the Alternative Medicine Section. He's done a number of publications and lectures and has put together some phenomenal resource materials talking about elements, metals, toxic and otherwise, that can be used for diagnosis, and has participated in a great number of research projects. I am pleased to introduce to you Bob Smith. How are you today?
Fine, but my mother wouldn't even believe half of that.
That's all right. She's not listening at the moment. We'll need her address so we can send her a copy of this.
Good.
How are you today?
Very good.
Excellent. You know, I look back at the number of discussions we've had over the last two dozen years and the kinds of things that we've talked about. And your career has really spanned the gamut of looking at normal metals, the usual elements, and the toxic metals in really serious ways, looking at what you can really figure out with people, hasn't it?
Yes, it's all different sorts of people, from the violent to the sick to the autistic to the exceptional. It's fun. It's been a joy, and I think the reason it's been a joy is because you also find a joy in helping people.
Oh, that's true, and you certainly have. And when you talk about the violent and people with serious mental problems and such, there are distinctive hair element patterns in those folks, aren't there?
Yes. I've done hair on more than half the world's mass murderers and on probably over 5,000 violent people, and it's interesting that you have people in prison eating the same food, breathing the same air and all this, and the violent people have higher levels of lead in their system than those who are nonviolent. This has been done a number of times. It isn't necessarily the amount of exposure. People have to realize that some people can't detoxicate properly. You take the sudden infant death, we're finding high levels of antimony in them, the same as with autistic children. And yet the amount of exposure seems to be the same with other children, but they just can't detoxicate it.
You know, that brings up an interesting point because, you know, Bob, when you talk with, you know, just regular folks, patients and such, they all have a very simplistic notion. You know, they read something on the internet, and they always think of things in terms of exposure, and they want to know exactly how do you treat that and such. But every individual is different. We're dealing with the assimilation systems, in other words, how stuff gets in, the amount of exposure, what systems that seems to hit. If there's other nutritional deficiencies, they aggravate the problem. And if you can't detoxicate or take care and get rid of this, you're even worse off than anybody else.
Well, after you called, I listed some things that I wanted to go over. Number one on this list is I met a doctor by the name of Jack Schubert, and we got talking, and we talked about combined toxics, the effect of these combination of things.
Oh, yes.
And he did the paper on mercury, lead, and cadmium, and where he gives an LD1. Now, that's enough of something to kill 1% of the animals. So he gave enough mercury to kill 1% of the animals in combination with 1/24 of an LD1 of lead. That's a small amount of lead, really a small amount. And those two in combination killed half the animals.
Whoa.
Then he gave an LD1 of mercury and an LD1 of lead. That's enough mercury to kill 1% of the animals and enough lead to kill 1% of the animals. You didn't end up with 2% dead. You ended up with 100% dead.
So the combination of just trace amounts was not just additive, it was multiplicative.
50 times.
Jeez, isn't that something?
It's people don't recognize that this is just two metals. And
right, not counting all the others.
No, we're just talking the two. And they say, well, gee, I didn't have that much exposure. I didn't have this. I didn't have it. I'm going to eat some tuna, and that's just, you know, no problem there. And I don't need to worry about lead because I don't breathe when I'm in the car. Well, I'm sorry. There were 20 tons of lead deposited alongside the road for years. And when they stopped putting lead in gasoline, of course, suddenly all that lead just disappeared. My foot.
Exactly. You know, I had I was giving a lecture, this is 20 years ago, and I'm giving a lecture at the clinic, and I was saying how, you know, the lead along the superhighways, the corn has so much more lead in it than the corn grown farther off from the roads. And this gentleman said, yes, but, you know, they don't feed that corn to humans. And I said, well, who eats it? And they said, cows. And I said, who eats the cows?
Yeah.
You know, it's just... We're concentrating it up the line.
Yeah. And to look at the aspect of the the combination here, when you figure 50 times, it's enormous with just two of them. You can see why some people with a very small amount of a toxin are very, very ill, and it doesn't take a lot to do.
Right. Right. Sometimes people come in and I can't lay my hand on what's going on. I'm trying to figure out how they got so sick, and then I get their urine element pattern back. We do an oral chelation challenge and collect the urine, and as you know, we sent it off for years to Great Smokies when you were there. We still do. And we get back this pattern, and they are loaded with a bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, okay, we've got a lot of problem here.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of exposure. It has to be, you know, a lot of people are not genetically perfect like the two of us.
And, or at least like me, right?
And they can't detoxicate, which is a major problem. And therefore, it isn't the amount of the exposure. It's the fact that they may not be genetically perfect.
Sure. And the fact that they're also not eating foods like garlic and onions, which have the sulfhydryl groups, the sulfur that allows you to detoxify a lot of metals. And as we've changed our diet more and more away from those fresh foods, then we've certainly gotten more in trouble.
Yeah, and no eating no processed foods at all it would be the best thing you could consider. I mean, and just eating nothing but organic foods, like I say, my article on that, just the organic food has more nutrition.
Right, and you actually prove that elementally, right?
Right, analyze it.
And this is more than just having the Department of Agriculture say, well, Americans are generally deficient in their diet. Foods that are raised organically without all the fertilizers and the pesticides do have more food value.
Yeah, and by the way, plants do not need chromium nor selenium in order to grow. And a human without chromium has a high risk of diabetes And a human without selenium has a high risk of cancer. Which two diseases are growing?
Of course. Bob will be right back with you to talk more about this. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge, with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this public service announcement from the Heimlich Institute. Every year, more than 5,000 Americans, many of them children, die during asthma attacks. In 1995, Hillary, a four-year-old child, was diagnosed with asthma and suffered a severe asthma attack. Her mother applied the Heimlich maneuver, and within a minute, the child was able to breathe normally. Now, the Heimlich Institute has received other reports of this maneuver stopping asthma attacks. As described by the National Institutes of Health, asthma attacks constrict the breathing tubes, the bronchi, which are then blocked by mucus plugs. The victim can breathe in but cannot breathe out readily. Trapped air distends, enlarges the lungs, and victims then die because they can neither breathe in or out, and they also cannot inhale the medication. A Heimlich maneuver performed gently on oneself or by a bystander presses the diaphragm upward, diminishing the volume of the chest cavity, and of that, of course, compresses the lungs, expelling the trapped air. This airflow may carry away mucus plugs and enable the asthma victim to resume normal breathing. Additionally, the use of this maneuver once or twice a week to expel mucus plugs from the lungs in order to prevent asthma attacks is now being studied. Those using the Heimlich maneuver for asthma should, of course, do so under a physician's care and be properly trained in use of the maneuver. For more information, look on the internet, www.heimlichinstitute.org. And special comments about July, the birthstone is the ruby. And of course, you know the old story, what's your sign? If you're born between June 21st and July 22nd, your sign is Cancer. It always had such a bad title to me. This is Hemochromatosis Screening Awareness Month, where iron, a normal or usual or physiologic element, becomes a toxic element, and indeed abnormal iron transport by ferritin can be the second most important risk factor for unsuspected heart disease. Well worth paying attention to, isn't it? And our blast from the past, remember the Burma Shave roadside signs? I grew up with them, some of you did too. Here's one you'll like. Slow down, Pa. Sakes alive. Ma missed signs 4 and 5. Burma Shave. I love that one. All right, Bob, we're back with you. You were talking about the diseases on the rise. And you know, we often talk about toxic metals, but deficiencies of the normal metals can dramatically aggravate toxic exposures.
Yes, I ask people, if you're in Alaska in the middle of winter in a storm, would you walk outside bare naked?
Of course not.
It's a hostile environment.
Right.
And yet, you'd wear a fur coat, and yet we are in a hostile environment.
Right.
The pollutants that are there, the foods, the everything else, it's a hostile environment, and we don't wear a fur coat. And as a result, we're going to have problems. That's all.
That's right. We don't put in the stuff to protect us.
Correct.
Now, when we talk about toxic metals, I'm just going to give the list for people so that they know. We're talking mostly about lead and mercury. Those are the really primary bad guys right now. But also aluminum coming on strong. Antimony, arsenic always present, cadmium, nickel, thallium, tin, uranium. These are all around us, aren't they? We've poisoned the planet.
Yes.
And we did so in the last 100 years, didn't we?
Yes, very definitely. We not only poisoned it, but as you said earlier, we have stopped taking the fur coat. We have stopped taking the nutrient elements that protect us.
I'm going to steal that example, you know. But honestly, if we don't have the nutrition that, for instance, our grandparents had when they were growing up and raising a garden, eating, you know, organic foods, and we have much more excessive toxic metal exposure, which leads to more of a body burden, and you can assume the nutritional deficiency does impair our detoxicating abilities, we're really a setup for disaster.
Well, there's another thing, too, and that is that if you are raising dogs or cats or something of the sort, you know that why the female was in gestation. You fed that female the best foods.
Oh, yes.
Because if you didn't feed it the best foods, you knew that the offspring just were not going to come out right.
Right.
And the human, they eat garbage, they smoke, they drink alcohol.
They drink, they use drugs, whatever.
And even someone who's trying to do what's right, they still don't eat all the right things for them. they're a unique animal, and they don't know what many times they need. And the resultant is that they can't help but having problems as far as the giving risk to the offspring, which in the first generation you can get by with fairly well.
Right.
They're able to compensating mechanism.
That's right. That's the first amount that's getting passed through, but then those folks grow up to have children.
Right. The old Pottinger.
That's right.
And the second generation, those problems are multiplied and multiplied many times. And you get the third generation, and you're running into major problems.
Well, I think it's about one couple every seven or so has marked difficulties with conception in this country, can't carry a baby to term, can't get pregnant.
Well, what do you expect?
That would seem reasonable. You shouldn't have a pregnancy if you can't carry it healthily.
Well, not only that, but then what they do is they force that female to have a child.
Right, even though the body is saying, no, I'm not going to be able to do this.
And then that child goes ahead and raises some children.
Right.
And you mean, you wouldn't, as far as a pet, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't breed an animal like
right.
that.
Right, you wouldn't do the bloodline like that.
This is the first time that we in turn have changed what the earth does. It kills those that are not healthy.
Right. It should be a signal when you're having problems with a normal function that something is amiss that needs to be corrected for the normal function like pregnancy to go on.
But no, just a minute. Now, you're a doctor.
Right.
And doctors treat only the symptom.
That's right.
They don't treat the cause.
Don't have to look for the cause.
You need to come up with a drug that treats the symptom so that you can treat that. I mean, I shouldn't say that. No.
Well, yeah, but that's actually true. I mean, we just give these fertility-enhancing drugs, then we get three or four babies with problems. You know, it's always struck me that we seem to have sort of a backwards viewpoint on this, and then later on we spend all of our assets trying to fix these babies who started nutritionally deficient and genetically deprived.
Yeah.
And somehow we are absolutely resistant to the idea that, you know, pregnant mothers need a very intensive set of nutrition. I always tell them, you start 18 months ahead of the pregnancy in order to make sure that your nutritional status is absolutely pristine.
It takes the egg that long, yes.
Well, that's what I figure.
Yep, and the male takes supposed to be 6 months.
Well, I like them to go at least 12 months, and if they'll do 18 and support the mom, that's even better. And, you know, there's so many problems now with sperm counts. I was trained in urology back in the 70s, and sperm counts were low then. They're much lower now.
The studies are showing that by year 2070, the sperm count is going to be so low that the majority of men are going to be sterile, effectively.
Wow. And that's just not appropriate.
We're causing it.
Right. We're making it happen. When you look at toxic metal patterns, and you've been looking at this for 20-some years, are you seeing more toxic metal levels? Are you seeing more toxic metals appearing in the urine tests and hair tests that you've looked at over those two dozen years?
Actually, lead has gone down.
Because of the limitation of the gasoline exposure?
Correct.
Okay.
The other minerals very definitely have come up. It is. I did a paper on 250,000 people by age, by gender, by race, and by hair color. And that took me over a period of 8 years. And yes, the levels of cadmium or some of these things came up in a great many of the different categories. It came down in the blacks. Lead and cadmium came down in black people over that period of time.
Now, does that mean that we're doing better identification of the social exposure, the windowsills and such in the housing areas?
Yes, correct. That would be my opinion. I can only tell you the results I found. I take it that is because of non-leaded gas and because of cleaning things up a little bit.
Right, and also we're using PVC pipe for water instead of lead pipes. You know, that's funny. Plumbers, the word Latin word for lead is plumb,
yeah.
And plumbers are because they used lead pipes. And now the only question is, what is the PVC doing to us? Now, that may be more subtle to figure out.
Yeah, that very much so is. One thing I also would like to throw out is we talk about bone and joint problems with lead. Remember the old gold shots?
Yes. They still do them for rheumatoid arthritis.
I measured the urine in individuals that had gold shots.
Yes.
And what did I find?
Ooh, not just gold.
No, I didn't find any gold.
Okay. increased lead.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Very increased lead, just like you gave chelation.
So maybe that was the mechanism of the improvement.
I've thought that, but it's certainly, that's what happened. You give a person a gold shot, and you see high levels of lead coming out in the urine.
Interesting question. Bob will return to talk more with you about this fascinating topic. It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge with the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So here's our joke for today. In the doctor's office, two patients are talking. You know, I had an appendectomy last month, and the doctor left a sponge in me by mistake. A sponge, exclaims the other. And do you feel much pain? Well, no pain at all, says the first, but I sure do get thirsty. Oh, goodness. July 4th, of course, Independence Day. What day do you think we should pick as our Freedom Day from the control of the medical establishment that suppresses information about alternatives and where insurance and Medicare won't pay for such alternative treatments, preferring instead more drugs and more surgery? You know, there was a discussion during the Constitutional Convention about actually including health freedom as one of the things that government couldn't interfere with, and that was hooted down because medical care would never be the province of government. Just for fun, on July 17th, Disneyland was founded in 1955. So let's get straight to the question, what are you waiting for? Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Angry at not feeling better? Perhaps threatened with pain or limitations and fearful about the future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, hormones, thyroid, sexual performance, PMS, menopause, even manopause. And the list just goes on and on, because health deals with repairing basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. You could feel better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. In my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or even anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about. And that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to listen to these programs, a planetary education project of Life Celebrating Health. And we're joined today by Bob Smith, an expert in toxic metals, and actually not just that, in all metals, in the way they work inside the body in normal and abnormal ways. You know, Bob, what you were saying about gold leading to an increase in lead coming out certainly is provocative, because I know one of our best treatments for rheumatoid arthritis is chelation therapy.
Yeah, it works very well.
It works wonderfully well, and people actually get back to moving around and don't feel stiff and don't feel like they're freezing up in life.
And the effects upon diabetes, I mean, it here you are treating chelation, and in theory you're taking out toxins, and yet you have a major effect upon diabetes.
Right. And in fact, that was shown in a very clinical sense by Carlos Lamar, 40-some years ago with diabetics who were threatened to lose their legs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very common that you get dramatic improvements, not just with the circulation, but also with the balance of metabolism, the sugars and other things like cholesterol and so on.
I'd like to bring up another thing from me.
Please.
I had lunch with the Surgeon General, and I won't go into why and what for, but he asked me, he said, if you're the average person in the United States, and I ask you if you're healthy, tell me by what definition you're going to use. And I said, well, not on medications, and not this. And no, Bobby said, no, if you're the average man in the United States, what definition will you use to say that you're healthy? And after a few more attempts, he said, the average person in the United States will use the definition, if they're able to be at work 8 hours a day, they're healthy.
You are kidding.
He said, that's a sick definition, but he said, that's what the average will use.
Wow.
And when here you are talking about a little of this and a little bit of that. This is true. People in turn, another thing that I've seen done, where they draw a line and say that's zero, and that's no symptoms whatsoever.
Right.
A minus 10 is death, and plus 10 is you're really healthy. And people operate at minus 5, minus 6. They get to a minus 7, they go see a doctor. Minus 8, they end up in a hospital. Of course, minus 10, they're dead. But they operate in this minus level all the time. They're always just, And yet,
wow.
People have to realize that they need to get into the positive numbers.
Right.
But we don't do that. We don't think of that. We say, well, I do have this little back problem. Well, I do have headaches. Well, yes, I have fatigue. And most toxins, when you have a low level of them, the first symptom you have is fatigue.
Fatigue, that's right.
And that's the most common complaint that individuals go to doctors with, is fatigue.
And then you lose an enthusiasm and an interest. And,
yeah.
And it just goes downhill from there.
And I'll look at a hair test and see people are, a man is impotent. He maybe thinks he's important, but he's impotent. We have to take care of ourselves. Health is not an accident.
Right. That's right. It's not like safety, where they say safety is no accident, but health actually has to be planned for, and then a structured program has to be engaged.
And there's a cost for it.
Right. Wait a minute. Now, let's not talk about cost, Bob, because, you know, we've got the vacation coming up, and don't forget the new car, and then we are redecorating the house, and there is that renovation to the house, and we don't have any money left over for health.
I'm speaking of not cost and money. Many times the cost is nothing but time and getting yourself organic food rather than other food to keep yourself clean, to do this and do that. There are many costs involved.
No, we really don't have that time. You know, we've got two jobs, and we've got then there's the kids doing this, and then there's the hobbies for that and the meeting. And
if you don't, if you aren't willing to pay the cost, I like this also, where someone says, you know, this person suddenly came up with a heart problem, or this
right.
Suddenly came up with my foot. They've known for a long time. They've had all the symptoms, fatigue, they've had this, they've had that, and they've done nothing about it. Now it's time to pay the cost.
Well, they didn't have chest pain, though, Bob.
Well, they're not dead.
That's right. They're only going further down on the minus categories, right?
Yeah.
Well, and unfortunately, I tend to agree with you that instead of enrichment and enhancement of our well-being, we simply tolerate something that's not too uncomfortable.
Well, I'm glad I don't do that sort of thing.
Oh, of course not. In all the years I've known you, I've never known you. And if you won't make any comments about my beard, I won't talk about your hair that you're missing.
he's not saying that. Here I am. In hair analysis, and I'm bald.
I didn't say that. I didn't. You know, what's interesting is that we can take samples from people, either urine samples or hair samples, fingernail samples. We can find phenomenal pieces of information about what's working, what's not on the inside.
Actually, if you want to do a good mineral analysis, though, you should take samples from the tissue that's most sensitive. For instance, magnesium, you talk about it. And if you want to get a good magnesium test, you take a piece of heart tissue.
Of course.
If you want to find lead, you take a piece of bone tissue.
Yeah.
Aluminum, you take a piece of brain, although lung doesn't do too bad. And if you, What are you laughing at?
People aren't going to consent to this.
They're not?
No.
It's the way to do it.
We'll be right back with Bob Smith to talk about a better way for you to have elements and toxic elements tested right now. It's about 40 past the hour here on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge with the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. And today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 6. By wisdom is a house built, by understanding is it made firm, and by knowledge are its rooms filled with every precious and pleasing possession. A wise man is more powerful than a strong man, and a man of knowledge than a man of might. For it is by wise guidance that you wage your war, and the victory is due to a wealth of counselors. And we're back now with Bob Smith talking about the fact that it's awfully hard to get people to agree to biopsies of these important tissues. But you know what you've done over the many years that I've talked with you about these issues? Is you've taken statistics. You've looked at large numbers of studies, and you've looked at the way they work and what was really going on with the people. Gosh, I remember filling out forever what the diagnoses were on these patients when you sent the reports back. Forever. And that gave you a phenomenal amount of information.
Yes, it did. Yes.
And you can correlate. I was always impressed at how long it took me to get any sort of mastery of interpreting the hair and urine tests and how easily you would simply look at them and just say, well, this, this, and this.
It's been fun. I mean, I have actually seen patterns where I can look at a test and come up with a very high percentage, be able to tell if a woman is in one of the middle or younger siblings of a family. And from that, be able to get an idea of her libido and a lot of other things. The cardiac, I published on and did a study with a Framingham heart with my pattern on heart. With my autistic pattern. And by the way, sudden infant death, it appears to me without question that it's a related to antimony. And because the children sleep face down, the incidence of sudden infant death is directly related to the number of children who sleep on the mattress. The urine on a mattress directly correlates to the amount of antimony coming off. Children who die of sudden infant death have seven times the amount of antimony of other children. Antimony apparently is a significant aspect. And in New Zealand, where the plastic covered the mattresses, they've reduced 90% of the sudden infant death, and now they're doing it in Scotland.
Wow.
Antimony, I mean, it appears also that it isn't going to affect all children. Because, again, individual differences.
Right.
Antimony is apparently able to be detoxicated by a lot of children. Some cannot. And so the autistic and the sudden infant death child is apparently not able to detoxicate, and the price they pay is death or autism.
Is sudden death, right.
Yes.
And of course, all the information coming out now showing that mercury detoxification problems is really a prime problem with vaccine exposures then and the creation of autistic children who were otherwise going to be normal.
Yeah, I mean, well, you listen to doctors talk about an autistic child, and they say, well, they have an autistic child age 2 or age whatever, and I say, how many days after the shot did the child start showing it? And they, what? How did you know that?
Uh-huh. But, of course, the Institute of Medicine says that's really not a correlation.
Well, that's one of them. Toxins don't commonly kill. Most of the time, they block nutrients. They give problems to other things.
They impair.
Yes.
Right. And they don't come out with a label on their forehead that says lead or mercury or antimony or whatever.
No, and people don't recognize this. They go around and it doesn't seem to be something until it really. Oh, you can. I can cite one. Well, I can cite a lot. Copper. A woman who had high levels of copper and couldn't detoxicate it. I went around for 3 years thinking of wanting to skin her two children alive. She went through all different sorts of every treatment under the sun. And if you want a definition of hell, think about that. The violence in this, the toxics in them. I mean, it's disappointing, but it's out there. 50,000 new chemicals are invented every year. 25,000 are named.
Wow. And none of them, virtually none of them are studied.
Oh, none of them are toxic either.
Right, exactly, exactly.
They don't instantly kill by themselves.
We'll be right back talking with Bob Smith. Right now, we'll pause at 45 past the hour here on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. For your better health, let's have this public service announcement. You know, every day, asthma attacks in children are triggered by exposure to secondhand smoke from cigarettes, and asthma attacks can kill. So please don't smoke, especially never expose children to the poisons in cigarette smoke. Let's give our children the chance to breathe free. This message is brought to you by Life Celebrating Health. Celebrity birthdays this month. On the 2nd, Thurgood Marshall, 1908, the first black justice of the United States Supreme Court. On the 4th, orchestra leader Mitch Miller. On the 6th, entertainer Merv Griffin in 1925, and actor Sylvester Stallone in 1946. On the 9th, actor Tom Hanks, 1956, and the 10th, news anchor David Brinkley in 1920. On the 12th of July, actor-entertainer Bill Cosby, born 1937, also comedian Milton Berle, 1908, and exercise guru Richard Simmons, 1948. And of course, on the 13th, actor Harrison Ford, 1942, we had to finish off with something optimistic there. And we're back with Bob Smith and talking about the fact that when we get toxic with these metals, we don't show something that says, boy, you better be looking for toxics inside me. We just have complaints and symptoms.
Right there. It affects the other aspects of your health, all different aspects of your health. It's the health is like a chain. And you have a weak link, and it's there. It's going to affect you. You talk about cigarette smoke. Did you see the literature where people who breathe smoke that's from a cigarette just sitting out, the amount of toxins is 11 times that when a person smokes it because it's burned at a lower temperature.
And it just attacks the secondhand way. I've always told people, I don't mind if you smoke in your air, just don't smoke in mine.
Just don't exhale.
That's right.
The toxins that we're exposed to, you're working with the mineral toxins, and the nice part of it is, that although you're not working the other toxins, you get rid of the mineral toxins, and you're also getting rid of a great many of the other toxins, too, and you're clearing up the body's ability to get rid of toxins.
And that's because they kind of go together, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And as you enhance the detoxification mechanisms inside, everything starts to work better.
You have to be extremely proud of what you're accomplishing and helping people. I've always envied you of what you've done and helping. Have you ever figured out how many thousands of people you've helped?
Gosh, the impact gets pretty big, doesn't it? It's a lot of fun to show up for work every day, I'll tell you that.
Yep, yeah, it is.
And I tell people, you know, because they always have this list of things that they want me to deal with, and I say, why don't we just start with basics and then see what's left over? Because your body will fix so many things just as we start getting the process going. It works like a charm. If you were to give us a take-home message from your 24 years of experience in this, looking at toxic metals, looking at nutritional deficiencies, looking at organic foods and the changes we've made in the environment, what would you want people to remember?
Oh, joy.
Oh, joy.
Okay, let me try one.
Okay.
One, don't get chelation. If you meet some simple requirements.
Uh-huh.
One, you're genetically perfect, like, of course, the two of us are.
Exactly.
You eat food organically grown and only organic food and in the right proportion.
Exactly.
You live in an environment without toxins, like no cars, no power plants, no cleaning solutions, no carpets, no perfumes, no underarm deodorants, none of this sort of stuff.
No paints or coverings on the walls.
You meet those simple requirements, and you don't need to consider yourself any prospect for chelation.
You know, I didn't think you were going to reveal our trade secrets here.
it's a joke in this, but it's not. We're living in a garbage area, and that's my reason for that Alaska and fur coat.
Right.
Do think of this Jack Schubert's article. It is so profound that just two metals. And looking at the fact that it multiplies one of them by a factor of 50.
Right. We're looking at trivial metals.
Yeah.
Just small, small amounts of mercury and lead, which are easy to come by.
Oh, yes.
Incredible. You know, Bob, I always learn from you every single time we talk. Sometimes I don't learn very much. But it's always a joy to talk with you, and I wish you the best today and as always. And we will see each other again shortly.
Good.
And I want people to know to go to pettest.net, P-E-T-T-E-S-T.net, for information on your current work with helping pets and actually finding that people have problems once you discover the pets have problems, right?
Yes, very commonly.
Amazing.
It's the pets also have more genetic errors than the human did.
Wow.
But they are loaded with toxins.
Amazing.
We're in a conservative area. Very few people in Asheville walk on the city streets and then lick their feet afterward. It's surprising. But we're finding a lot of problems, and we're able to. It's a joy to help these animals.
So if we can just put booties on the pets, we'll be in better shape, right?
And stop breathing.
That's it. Stop breathing.
Doctor, it's been a joy.
Bob, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
So what's the take-home message from today's guest, Bob Smith? Well, basically this. Toxic metals are real, and they are really toxic. They're not labeled as present in the air you breathe or the food you eat or the water or other liquids you drink, but they're there. And they go in easily, but they come out slowly, if at all. So they accumulate inside you and inside your pets, inside agricultural animals, inside every living beast and plant. And they slowly steal your health and then finally your life. But no prescription reads, in quotes, to treat toxic metals, unless, of course, it's one that we're using to help you. And no death certificate reads, died of chronic toxic metal exposures. Perhaps the greatest medical fallacy of our time is that people get diseases of their organs rather than thinking that the poisons are building up inside and destroying the functions of their organs. Do you want to know more? Well, there's a simple book called The Rumble and Umble, Heart Surgery and All That Jazz. You can download your copy free. Go to www.healthchoicesnow.com. Go to the bonus page, that's page 6. And download your copy free. You will find fascinating things about toxic metals. And, of course, you can get our wonderful book on tape called Living Well Past 50. You can simply call us at the office, 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Remember, there is hope that help is really available now. Lydia from Houston emailed to ask about at-home treatments for toxic metals, and so today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has not been brought to you by the number 7 and not by the letter M, but instead by the treatment with a unique product that we have found very useful called Detox Max Plus. Now, it's rare that I give a specific endorsement, but there is no other product like this. Oral Detox Max Plus concentrate is a combination of EDTA, that's a chelation medicine, and EPL, in a new innovative delivery system. EPL is essential phospholipids. This is what you use inside your body to do a whole variety of functions. And this new delivery system is taken orally, enhances the transport of the detox materials through the intestinal wall barrier and through the blood cell and brain-blood barriers. And this process successfully eliminates for most people the possibility of diarrhea and greatly increases the efficiency of the product, so dramatically lower dosages can be used. Now, essential phospholipids have been shown to have multiple cardiovascular benefits. This has best been studied over the last 50 or so years, especially in Europe, some in the United States. These trials have shown that EPL, essential phospholipids, lowers the serum cholesterol, increases HDL, the good cholesterol, increases circulation in the brain and in the rest of the body as well, decreases platelet aggregation, that stickiness of those little platelet things that are trying to form a plug, increases the fluidity of red blood cell membranes. That means that the red blood cells can sneak through tinier places, decreases angina chest pains, increases exercise tolerance, lots of wonderful things. The EPL is in a microsphere, a little tiny encapsulation, and these little droplets then release the EDTA in a slow, systematic way over about 48 or more hours, and that greatly decreases the possibility of overloading kidneys with heavy metal toxicity. The DetoxMax pilot study was performed by Daniel Doogie and Sir Arnold Takemoto, and this was in 2001 with just 16 patients. So this is a small pilot study. But what was interesting is that they found a substantial increase in the excretion, the removal of arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, nickel, tin, even others. But these significantly started coming out compared to the baseline. In other words, you could see that this particular product was helping to remove those particular items. Now, when we talk about this, we're talking about something important for all the things that we're usually talking about in general medicine, you know, cholesterol and triglycerides and the LDL, the bad cholesterol, which can be lowered by using Detox Max Plus. Soluble fibrin can be lowered. In other words, the stuff that would start you being sticky in your blood. Toxic heavy metals in the body and brain appear to come out quite readily, and the stickiness and thickness of the blood is reduced, which makes the blood more fluid. This, of course, helps to increase your HDL, or good cholesterol, your brain circulation, your heart circulation, and circulation in the rest of the tissues of your body. And this can help repair damaged liver, damaged coronary arteries, damaged blood vessels. We're talking about the arteries, veins, and capillaries. And damaged brain circulation. So important as we start looking at the dementias in an older population. And actually, how do we prevent them? And don't forget that injured tendons, ligaments, and cartilage can also improve. So people with joint problems might well find improvement. And there have been documented benefits in patients with cardiovascular disease, Parkinson's, diabetes, hepatitis C, diabetic neuropathy, nerve problems, autoimmune diseases, autism, ALS, ADD, MS, Alzheimer's, dementias, even cancers. And so when we talk about using this in our program, it's because it's so helpful in making things work together. So that's why Detox Max Plus is one of the key features in our program. It helps everything else that we do to work more effectively. Nancy from Spring called to ask me whether it really is possible to feel like, you know, 40-something forever. So next time we'll share insights from a dear friend of mine who has been writing on just this topic for years. So tune in and remember that my book on tape, Living Well Past 50, offers some other startling insights to give you ideas about living well. Today's show is dedicated to all the patients in all the hospitals everywhere. Is it possible for you to avoid more drugs and more surgery? Your answers are right at hand, just a phone call away, or just a book away, just a CD away, just a magazine article or a brochure away. May God bless you with truthful answers in the pursuit of what you need to know. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants, Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today for the best medical updates ever. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems? Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. What health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? Share your questions by email, that's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com, or by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail, just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us and enjoy the free downloads available on our website. Browse around www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to listen to our programs, a planetary education project of Life Celebrating Health, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.